Imagine being loved completely by not just one person, but three. In the perfect fit, this fantasy becomes reality for one spirited woman who crashes, quite literally, into the lives of three billionaires with a bond as complex as it is unbreakable. What makes this story resonate beyond its steamy exterior is how it portrays polyamory not as scandalous, but as a legitimate expression of love. These four souls discover they fit together in ways none of them expected, creating something whole that none could find separately. Their journey challenges us to reconsider what makes a relationship normal and whether conventional structures always serve our deepest needs for connection, acceptance, and belonging. West Archer, Xander Fitch, and Zeke Cavanaugh share everything: a penthouse, a billion-dollar empire, and a relationship that fascinates and scandalizes Manhattan's elite. Each embodies distinct power dynamics. West, the calculating CEO with childhood abandonment issues, Xander, the diplomatic peacemaker with his disarming smile, and Zeke, the dangerous wild card whose dark desires are tempered by his partners. Their attempts at bringing women into their arrangement have failed spectacularly, ending in tears or lawsuits. After their latest experiment disappears at dawn, they vow she'll be their last, a promise they've repeatedly broken. Lily, a 24-year-old bike messenger with literary aspirations, crashes into their world on a rainy April day. First delivering a package to West's office, then literally colliding with Zeke in the lobby, she captivates all three with her spirit and indifference to their status. That evening at their exclusive club, when Lily knocks out a handsy patron, Zeke invites her to their VIP booth instead of having security remove her. The chemistry is immediate. West appreciates her intelligence, Xander her warmth, and Zeke her strength and vulnerability. Unlike others before her, Lily challenges them, makes them laugh, and sees beyond their billionaire personas. After dinner, they reveal their unusual proposition. They want to date her, all three of them, with her moving in for a trial period. When Lily questions the nature of their relationship, they explain they're also sexually involved with each other. This revelation stuns her, but also intrigues her. Unlike previous arrangements, they abandon their business-like approach with NDAs and contracts. As Xander argues, how do we start something that might last forever when we go into it preparing for it to end? When Lily's apartment suffers a roach infestation, she accepts their offer of housing, but makes clear that while circumstances forced her living situation, she genuinely wants all of it, the relationship too. What makes this arrangement unique is how it evolves organically rather than through formal agreements. The men give Lily space to set her own boundaries and pace. Their relationship develops through genuine connection and mutual desire, forcing all of them to communicate more openly than in traditional relationships. As Lily settles into life with the three men, their relationship evolves from awkward encounters to profound intimacy. Each connects with her uniquely, revealing hidden layers. West's cold business persona softens into tenderness. Xander's playful charm deepens into genuine affection. Most surprisingly, Zeke reveals both his darkest desires and his capacity for gentle care. Their most revealing moment comes after an intense encounter where Zeke embodies the animal Lily once called him. Instead of fleeing afterward, Lily stays, and Zeke responds with unexpected tenderness, preparing a bubble bath and carefully tending to her wounds. This duality fascinates Lily and strengthens their bond. Their intimacy extends beyond physical encounters. They develop domestic routines that feel natural, cooking together, watching movies, caring for their adopted dogs. These everyday moments prove as crucial as their passionate encounters in building their relationship. When Lily gets drunk and needs a ride home, all three men care for her tenderly, showing their concern transcends mere attraction. Despite their growing closeness, Lily harbors a massive secret. She's actually Liliana Constantine, daughter of hotel magnate and mafia boss Carmine Constantine. She faked her death years ago to escape an arranged marriage, creating a new identity with her twin brother Nico's help. When the men discover Lily meeting Nico at a hotel, their ex-girlfriend Bree inflames their suspicions by claiming Lily is writing an exposé about them. Without confronting her directly, they publicly humiliate her at their club's launch party. Zeke coldly rejects her at the door while security removes her, and they leave her belongings in the building lobby. Only afterward do they discover the truth. Lily's article was about puppy mills, not them. Their investigation reveals her true identity, leaving them questioning why she kept it hidden. This devastating misunderstanding shows how quickly trust can shatter when communication fails. The men revert to assuming betrayal rather than giving Lily the benefit of the doubt, while her secrecy creates space for misunderstandings to flourish. After their devastating mistake, each man attempts to make amends differently. West arranges a job for Lily, Zeke repairs her bicycle, and Xander sends her a puppy, which backfires when she can't keep pets in her building. Their efforts culminate when Zeke breaks into Lily's apartment in desperate vulnerability, confessing that loving her was his greatest accomplishment, beginning to crack her resolve. When she returns, she confronts them about humiliating her without letting her explain. Though tensions flare, the men ultimately take responsibility. True healing comes when Lily finally reveals her complete truth, her identity, how she faked her death to escape an arranged marriage, and the abuse she suffered. Rather than rejecting her, the men embrace her more fully, understanding her deception came from fear and self-protection. This marks their turning point, evolving from passion to deeper trust and acceptance of each other's flaws and pasts. Months later, they've settled into a Hamptons beach house with their three dogs. In a touching ceremony, the men present Lily with a special ring of four intertwined bands, each engraved with their names, symbolizing their commitment as a family unit despite legal limitations. Their playful debate about surnames, jokingly considering Constantine Archer Kavanaugh King before keeping their own names, shows how they've maintained individual identities while creating something new together. Their relationship works because each person's strengths complement the others. West provides stability, Xander brings joy, Zeke offers fierce loyalty, and Lily gives them acceptance they've never found elsewhere. Their journey shows that the perfect relationship doesn't need to match societal expectations. By embracing their unique connection rather than forcing it into conventional molds, they've created a love where everyone truly belongs without compromising who they are. In a world that tries to standardize love, perhaps the bravest act is creating the relationship that fits your heart perfectly. Isn't that what we're all searching for? Not just to be loved, but to be fully seen, accepted, and cherished exactly as we are.